What is it about this guy that jumps out to you and how he fits into the Chiefs?
I think first and foremost, this kid's got outstanding speed. You know, he's got some rare physical traits, just getting from point A to point B on the field. Made a lot of plays for him. It's been a 4-year player for him at Oregon State. You know, I just thought he was an explosive athlete, you know, who can really help us both at inside backer and on special teams as well. So
definitely inside linebacker.
Yeah, he'd be, you know, yeah, he'd compete for playing time on the inside for us. And then, you know, obviously I think Coach Tobe would be really excited to have him on special teams as well. I think he'd be a real impact player for us on coverage units from day one.
Is that where he played with Oregon State primarily?
Yeah, yeah, he played their base 43 defense, and he's played both the strong and the weak side linebacker over the course of his career there. So for what that transitions to us, you know, he would compete for one of those, you know, inside linebacker spots in our scheme.
Is he someone you just happen to discard because you're already out there looking at Steven Nelson, or did he just jump out at you?
Well, Oregon State had a bunch of good players on defense, and the Pac-12 in general had a bunch of good players on defense. We're lucky to get three of them so far this year, so no, you know, you do see those guys. I mean, he was a senior, so we got to be accountable for all seniors in our area, especially at a good program like that. And, yeah, he did stand out. You know, all of a sudden you see this guy making plays and running things down, and you really see that speed and that motor and that tenacity on tape.
This question may be above your pay grade a little bit, but I mean, that's two sets of teammates that you guys have drafted now. Philosophically, is there any value in having guys come in that kind of know each other? Does that help them get acclimated quicker? Is there any value to it?
I don't see how it could hurt. You know, I think it was probably more coincidence than anything. You know, obviously, there's a different relationship, I think, that, you know, Aaron would have, you know, with Conley, because, you know, they interacted a lot as well, too, you know, throwing to each other and being on the receiving end. You know, and I think it's a benefit for us, too. You know, guys that are comfortable with each other, been teammates before, even if it's little nuances within the defense as they're learning the playbook. You know, having a familiar face around, I'm sure, couldn't hurt those guys as they're making the transition to the NFL, too. So I don't think we necessarily thought of that, you know, when we were taking it, but I don't think it could – I think it could only help those two.
You projected him to be a player on special teams right away. Did mm-hmm. he do that in off Oregon State, or you just sort of projected him?
Yes, he did. He did. Early in his career, you know, he played as a true freshman there, but wasn't a starter. And he was an impact player there. And then he has been on coverage units as well, punt, kickoff, stuff like that, where, you know, a big, fast guy can really be an asset. So,
when did this guy really pop on your radar? Was it last spring, or was it a little later than that?
Well, he's played a lot of football for him there. So early on, you know, he was coming back from an injury a little bit in 2013. But, you know, in 2014, he started all 12 games for him this year. And, you know, I think really that Stanford game, he really showed up, you know, versus a pro-style offense, getting him to see things that he's going to see at this level in terms of pro-style formations. And I thought he really excelled when he was asked to do that. So that's really when I, you know, he kind of jumped off the screen on me and thought, this is a guy that could really help us.
Was he running and chasing there, or was he taking on blocks?
Both. I mean, you can't hide from that. You know, Stanford's a pretty downhill power run team, so not a lot of places to run and hide when they're coming downhill at you as an inside linebacker.
He was at the combine?
He was not at the combine. No, but we were up at his pro day, and he put up some pretty impressive workout numbers there for us, too.
What 40 time was at the pro day?
I believe he was in the mid to low 4.5s at about 235 pounds, so it's pretty good.
Is that the kind of – at 235, I mean, that you got to go in depth on these reports. So, like, the way he's cut, like his frame, is that his playing weight, or does he have room to get more?
I think 235 is a pretty good weight for him. That's what he played most of the season at this year, and he handles it well. You know, this is a guy that has added some weight over the course of his career and developed physically. I mean, this kid was a 10-600-meter guy in high school, so that speed is real. You know, he was a wide receiver and a linebacker coming into Oregon State, and but I don't think keeping weight on will be an issue for him. I think 235 is where he feels comfortable, and if our coaches feel comfortable with him there, I think that's great.
As far as the special teams angle, Mike Riley, big on special teams, that, you know, part of the equation too with Dave Tobes, Mike Riley, that's like,
yeah,
one of his emphasis.
Yeah, I think guys coming out of that Oregon State program too, I think Coach Riley did an excellent job there. Guys are really prepared, you know, guys are groomed at special teams early on and kind of as they're younger players and grow into a starting role. But, you know, he's had starters there too that are still on coverage units, which is what we like to see because it's not necessarily a projection. Can he do it? You know, you've seen him on tape doing it too. So, yeah, I've got tremendous respect for Coach Riley. You know those Oregon State guys are going to be ready and prepared both on defense and special teams when they come in.
How important is it when you're watching the guys for them to be able to play both spots inside, inside linebacker play, either Sam or Will?
You know, with what they do defensively, depending on what call they make, they can be pretty interchangeable, you know. But obviously, having been exposed to multiple spots is only going to help him with our defense too. You know, there's not a whole lot of difference with what they did on defense between the Sam and the Will. But the fact that he's done both, I think, can only help him.
Hey, you were also a lead scout on Peters and Nelson, obviously, as well, right? Those are two really competitive guys in the field, too. Like, can you elaborate a little bit on the attitude that these guys kind of play with? You know, how deep you kind of have to dig to see, you know, just, the chip that they play with?
Well, sure, you don't have to dig too deep, you know, because you see it on tape. And that's the one thing is that, you know, with all three of these guys, their love for the game and they're just kind of that killer instinct, that chip on your shoulder that you talk about, just, you know, you have to kill them to beat them type personality. And that's something that you look for. And I think that those three guys really showed on tape.